September 9, 2021. And this is the day of the WSGW Winvitational Golf Outing for the trip to the Polecat, as a number of our listeners who are part of our closest to the pin contests, as well as part of our four-person scramble at the Sawmill, are getting ready to have some fun, and you'll have some fun with those listeners, Dave Maurer. We've got a great day of weather for you to enjoy a round of golf at the Polecat.
Hey, I'm ready to go stalk the cat. The Polecat, man. After we got some good tips the other day from Dan Pohl, the former PGA Tour professional, and he's telling us how to work those greens and everything, and they're going to have two breaks normally, not just one. So
yeah, in fact,
it's good to know that.
I actually have that very tip that you're talking about. I thought, since we had a good conversation with Dan yesterday, that maybe we give you that segment for those who are going to go golf today for our golf
that
outing.
That would be great, yeah.
Or for others who are going to be golfing too. So here you go, folks, the tips to play the Polecat. And Dan does say it's about the greens. Of course, our first question was, is the best thing to do to hit it straight? And he agreed with that.
You know, hitting it straight always is. That's probably the easiest way to do it. But I think you got to, coming into the greens, you have to know kind of where to miss it. Don't be too aggressive with your iron shots. Everybody asked me, says, well, how do the greens break? I said, you know what, folks, every green or every putt breaks towards the hole. And kind of go, oh, okay.
Yeah, right, left or right.
Yeah. I will tell anybody that's listening in your listening area there that if you've got a 30-footer at our golf course, it's probably going to have two breaks. You got to read the first 15 feet of it, maybe moving a little bit left, then it'll swing off a slope, and it might go back to the right. So depending on your speed, the ball can really take the break fast and then not come back, or it can, you know, if you hit it a little harder, it might jump through the original break. So I'd be very conscious of not just reading it as the long putt. Read it in two segments.
So there you go, folks. For our golfers today, or anytime you might be, as Dave said, stalking the Polecat, that's a key to being able to play a successful round.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful course, and I'm looking forward to playing it again. A lot of variety on the each hole has its own character, and plus the Chippewa River comes into play. I believe Dan said it was on number 2 and number 17, and I recall number 17 last year. Yeah, that was...
Brings back memories. Fond memories, or just...
And there's kind of like a bowl, and then you've got water along to the side of it as well. So and then there's some elevations. You know, if you hit too hard, you're going to be up on an elevation, and then hitting down to the green. And or if you go along the riverbank, you could be hitting up a rather sharp incline if you didn't go in the water to get it up on the green. So that's it can be challenging, and that's why I always make sure I have enough golf balls for the round.
And you will be exiting because we have to get you there so you can help with some of the setup and welcoming guests.
Right. I'm going to do the 7 o'clock news, and then Michael will take over for me at 7:20. I have to get there. We're registering our guests at 9 o'clock, and then they'll have a chance to use the range, and we're teeing off at 10 o'clock.
It's a lot of fun every time we have the Winvitational Golf Outing, and this is the event at the Polecat on our morning team page, by the way. I have a link up to the Polecat. And if you want to check it out and get all the information that you need, when we talked to Dan Pohl yesterday, he said one of the best things to do is just go online, polecat.net. That's P-O-H-L, polecat.net, and you can check out all the information that you need to enjoy some golf this season. There's still a lot of golfing time left this season.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm looking forward to see if there's any tinge on any of the hardwoods over there, see if we've started to see any signs of color change or whatever.
Ooh. I have not seen any myself. Pat, have you seen anything that no indications
not.
Over in Elma? Or
no,
like that?
No, okay. Not yet.
Usually some of the first areas you see are heading west of us and then a little bit to the north and up around Cadillac, et cetera. Some of those areas usually get the first color change.
Yep.
Yeah, it shouldn't be long now, actually.
No, shouldn't be.
You know, speaking of golf, this past weekend for the Tour Championship, did you hear the funny incident with Joaquim Neiman? He was playing alone because there was an odd number, and so they put him off on the course first.
Oh, okay.
And he decided that he was going to finish his final round as fast as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was doing a speed round, and he finished his round 18 holes in 1 hour, 53 minutes.
That's just unbelievable. Yeah. And he was running in his caddy, carrying the clubs, was running as well.
Well, he figured he said with a guaranteed payday already of $405,000 for finishing last, he decided, you know, what I got to lose. So he went. He actually broke the record for the fastest round. He had to run in between tees. His caddy says that he used a bag that was lighter than usual. He only carried 3 golf balls for his entire round.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He did not have any rain gear. Didn't need it anyway. Some of the other instruments and other things that might be helpful. Left everything behind. Only had 5 tees in the bag. 1 glove. So they lightened things up as best as possible.
I guess they did, yeah.
Now, the rest of the story, which I did not know, is that apparently when he got off the 18th green, you know, they're, hey, that was a lot of fun. You broke a new record. Congratulations. Apparently, the PGA Tour's chief of tournaments and competition, Andy Pasder, waved him over and said, you got a problem. You know, Joaquin, as a professional, you have just disrespected the game. You've disrespected the Tour Championship. This is not how professionals act. And your caddy should have known better, too. You're going to be fined $10,000.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And so that was his... And then Andy Pasner says, just kidding.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there are rules for slow play, but I don't think there's any rules for fast play.
That was a lightning round.
Yeah.
And you don't like to see lightning on a golf course, so maybe that's why the PGA officials were getting after him.
Neiman says, when he told me that, I said to him, I hate you. So that's kind of fun. And he finished around, get this, he shot 2 over par.
That's not bad for running around.
For rushing it like that, yeah.
He had one double bogey, 1 bogey, and 1 birdie.
Well,
mostly pars.
Hope he took good care of his caddy after that.
Yeah, I would think so. That's fun, though. That's a fun story. So I don't recommend the lightning round, Dave, this afternoon.
No. Yes, exactly. There's no competition. All the competitions were in our previous outings. So this is just a friendly round of golf where you go out and play leisurely and just have a good time. So I made it easy on the golf course. They said, well, do we have to put signs on the different holes? Do we have to set up competitions like longest this and longest that and closest? Nope. I said, that's already been done previously. This is just going to be one of your easiest outings of the entire year.
And that's why the pool cat likes our relationship.